pages of the Bible
are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, tape number 237, The New Testament Church Restored. The church Jesus promised to build in Matthew 16:18 that was established on earth in 33 AD by the traditional calendar, as we read about in Acts 2, did not stay very long in its pure and primitive state. Even in New Testament days, the fight was on to preserve the God-given way of work and worship. Jude wrote his letter for the one purpose of encouraging Christians to contend earnestly for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints, Jude 3. In spite of the best efforts of early Christians, though, the church fell away from the truth. This was in fulfillment of Paul's prophecy in 2 Timothy 4, 1-3. Eventually, the church was not even recognizable as the same body, and in fact, it was no longer that same simple New Testament church that Jesus built. Through the centuries, many good and honest men recognized that fact, and various efforts were made at reforming the monster that had evolved from that pure beginning. But none of these efforts were successful, and most of them simply created new churches, denominations, based on the teachings of men, that only complicated the religious situation even more. Then, about the turn of the 18th century, a new idea occurred to concerned religious leaders of the day. If the hulking, deformed body that used to be the church of our Lord couldn't be reformed, then why not just go back to the Bible and start all over again from scratch, taking the New Testament and it alone as their guide? Why couldn't they, by this process, restore the church of the New Testament days? If reformation wouldn't work, perhaps restoration would. As these men turned back to their Bibles to search for the pattern they were sure God had placed there, they found that restoration was really God's idea all along. For they found the parable of the sower in Luke 8, in which a sower went out to sow his seed, verse 5, and the seed that fell on the good ground sprang up and bore fruit 100-fold, verse 8. When Jesus explained this parable, he said, "The seed that was sown is the word of God," verse 11, "and the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience," verse 15. These men nearly 200 years ago knew that physical seed, no matter when and where you plant it, always produces the same thing. Corn seed always produces corn, wheat seed, wheat. An acorn will produce an oak tree every time. In like manner, spiritual seed, the Word of God, when planted in an honest heart, will always produce the same fruit. New Testament Christians. 1 Peter 1:23 says, "We are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God." And when you gather those New Testament Christians into a congregation, you have the New Testament church, identical to the original, nearly 2,000 years ago. But to produce pure fruit, that seed must be pure. These men of 200 years ago saw that they would have to put away unbiblical names, practices, and doctrines, give up the teaching of their beloved leaders, reject any belief or practice not backed up by book, chapter, and verse in the New Testament. Only then could they be sure of having restored New Testament Christianity by having used pure seed, the Word of God alone. As they applied this principle, represented by the slogan, "We speak where the Bible speaks, we are silent where the Bible is silent," they discarded one by one the human doctrines and practices they had been taught. First, organizational ties between congregations, then infant baptism and sprinkling for baptism, instrumental music, the social concerns of the church, and so on. And eventually, these men and others who came after had arrived at the church Jesus built, restored once again in all its glory, simplicity, and beauty. and some 20,000 completely independent congregations of the Church of Christ stand today in all parts of the world, largely as a result of the efforts of these restorers, but totally as a result of the Word of God, and it alone, being taught to honest-hearted people. This is the Church of Christ, free from the control of men, free from human doctrines of denominationalism. This is the Church of our Lord. This is the end of the message.